Blog Talk Radio.
I know you heard me. You have a new text. Go ahead. Pick me up and check it out. You don't want to miss anything. It could be important. You should check now. Do you want to seem rude? You should respond now. Come on. Just pick me up. It'll just take a second.
Don't text and drive. Hands-free cell phone use is now the law. This message brought to you by the Georgia Department of Transportation.
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else. WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, sex trafficking, health, politics, and entertainment. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is WAMRDB. I'm Demonica Fly. Tonight, we'd like to welcome our guest, Treva Jones, licensed therapist, on the line here. And we're discussing tonight's show is in regards to managing stress and anxiety of the COVID-19. Welcome, Treva. How are you this evening, Dr. Jones?
Hi, I'm great. My name is Treva Jones. I wish I was able to call myself a medical doctor, but I am not. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I am happy to be here.
Thank you. We're happy to have you on the show this evening. tonight's show that we'll be speaking upon is, as we know, that we're dealing with in the trials and tribulations at this moment is COVID-19. I understand that you have an online therapy service that you offer in regards to this. Can you explain to our audience what that entails?
Thank you, Damonica. I'd be happy to explain that. My name is Treva Jones, and I work with an agency called Healthy Life Choices Georgia. Healthy Life Choices Georgia provides psychotherapy to individuals and families, and we also provide online therapy as well. And we know that with the social distancing and the mandates for maintaining safety through distance, so we offer online therapy. What's interesting about Healthy Life Choices Georgia is that we've always believed in bridging mental health, education, emotional wellness. We bridge those things with technology. So we've been providing online therapy long before COVID-19.
Oh, yes. Okay. And with the COVID-19, since we are speaking on that subject this evening, explain to our listeners, you know, a lot of times that right now, including myself, dealing with this, I'm here in Minnesota, the fatality rates are going up daily. Here in Minnesota, we have a total of 503 cases and 9 deaths. Every time I turn around and look at the news or go outside the door, I'm paranoid and having my family, I'm trying to keep them safe and healthy, but it is a little bit overwhelming. So can you explain to our listeners, how do we deal with that, with the anxiety, and what to do in this situation?
Thank you for asking that. I believe that staying calm is very difficult because the media right now, they're sending mixed messages. They want you to stay calm, but then they want you to do this, and they're saying to do that, but then the COVID itself causes isolation, and we want to maintain a safe distance. So anxiety is a sort of body, it's almost like releasing toxic stress into the body, and the cortisol level sort of increases, and so everybody's anxiety kind of, man, it moves through our bodies in different ways. And so what we try to do is we help people to pay attention to the physiological body sensations that the body is sending, because the brain and the body works together. And so the brain sends a signal to the body. And if we can bring it a little bit closer to home, if I was having a moment of anxiety, I encourage your listeners to do so too. When we think about that anxiety, it's normally going to go somewhere in our body. And so oftentimes people will say they have an increase in heart rate. Some people describe their anxiety as tension around their brain. Some people describe it as tension in the arms and up their spine. Some people can talk about the sweaty palms and the different places that their anxious energy shows up. So what's happening with the body is that the body knows that the brain is sending this signal, and so the body rises up to the occasion. And with anxiety, we have three emotional responders, and it's going to be either we're going to do the fight, flight, or freeze. And so what we have to do in the moment is pay attention to our body and find out where it's showing up and for us. And the best way that we can do that is we can do what we call a body scan. So I normally teach the body scan for the listeners. They may want to put their hand on the top of their head, and then they sort of go through their body and see where their anxiety might live. So if the person is saying that it's in their heart, then we'll notice that there's an increase in heart rate. And so what we pay attention to is what grows. And so what we want to do is say, okay, I realize that you're here, anxiety. You're normally coming to protect me. But what else is true is I have other things that I can do to protect myself as well. And so when the brain and the body, the brain and the mind work together, then we can come up with healthy ways to actually reduce those senses of fear.
Yes, and deal with the fear process. Yeah, myself, as I said, I'm, you know, we have a high fatality going on. I'm sure it's worldwide, and everybody's just been so much on edge and just paranoia and everything. Now, with that, though, what else I have questions in regards to is dealing with children. I have grandchildren myself, and they're very anxious and having a hard time dealing with this. Can you tell us, as a parent and grandparents, what we can do with our children on how to deal with this?
Yes. So what we like to do is we try to go back to what is true. We start looking around at what else is true. So we realize that there are individuals who are truly ill, and we cannot reach out to them. So what else is true is we can FaceTime our loved ones, but also be mindful that they're struggling with taking their breath. And so what else is true is we can have the information about when we're engaging with someone who has asthma or someone who is struggling to breathe, just prop the phone up so that they can see you, because they don't have to be alone, and they can, you can just talk to them, because while they can't catch their breath, sometimes they can hear some of what you're saying. Now, for as the children that's actually in the home with you, we can remind them as well about what else is true. What else is true is that it's going to take some time, but we're going to make it through this hard place. And so we can focus on family. We can focus on rebuilding our in-home activity. We can focus on teaching them games that they once liked to play. Teach them games that you once played as a child. You can create new hobbies. Learn how to bake the cake that failed 10 times. We have nothing but time now to get the recipe right. If it's rubbery in the middle, we can look at what we did and kind of put our attention on something that we can change. We can also seek to teach the children new skills. For me, I like to create bingo games that they can play and create stations mm-hmm. around the house. And so, like, for instance, when they get into the hallway, they can expect to do maybe jumping jacks, or when they get in the mm-hmm. foyer, they can expect to do some body relaxation techniques to relax the body. And when they get in the kitchen, they can like slide and maybe do a split or something like that without hurting themselves. But we find ways to be involved inside the home. We can also create walking trails within the home. So if you have a kitchen table, you know, we can walk around the table. I like to tell them to walk forward. You can walk forward, but count backwards. So that's very interesting for children to be able to do that. And I also to do this game that says, I can do my ABCs backwards faster than you. And so while they're sitting there struggling with their ABCs, I just basically turn my back and go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, go real fast with that. And I say, see, I told you I can do it faster than you. So we're talking about creating innovative ways to keep them occupied. And we can also have homework parties. We can do Play-Doh parties. We can do art parties where if there's parental consent among their friends and classmates, then everybody sign in at the same time as every day and just kind of get together and talk about other things that they're doing to occupy themselves. Mm-hmm. So we can just do things like that to kind of shift their focus off of the media attention and just kind of look at what else is true around us.
Okay. You know, I wanted to ask is what treatment can be done to help people cope? Especially like now with I myself have dealt with a loved one that is deceased. Like how to help them deal with this?
Okay, so we want to also be mindful that grief and loss is a huge part of this conversation. There's people who are truly losing loved ones, but what we want to be mindful of is we don't want to say something like, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay, because it may not be okay for them. It's not okay for them. So we have to give them the space to be human and say, hey, we've never experienced COVID before. We've never lost a loved one for something that we did not foresee before. You know, this is brand new disease that's worldwide, a virus that's pretty much taken over. So what we want to do with them is we want to be present with them during their grief and say, yes, you have a right to feel the way you feel. No one can tell you how to grieve. And I normally teach about the stages of grief, where the first stage is, you know, we have the denial piece, and then we have the, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Then we have the bargaining stage by Kubler-Ross, and say, oh God, if you just undo this, then I'll do that. And then we have the anger stage. The anger is like, oh my God, I just wish I can turn some tables over. And then after that, we have the depression stage, and then we have the acceptance stage. But being mindful that people can go through either of these stages at any time throughout the grief process. And so what we want to do is bring their attention, if possible, to what else is true. And we know that there can be comfort even in paying attention to the tears. So we basically encourage the person to be aware of the wetness of their tears, and asking the person to notice their urges to cry. And we just keep the memory of those that are gone to the other side. We try to say, can you tell me something positive? Give me a positive memory about that person. What did you like to do together? And what kind of words of encouragement would they give you if they were here with you right now? What would they say to you now? And we try to be as gentle as possible. And we ask them, is there anything specific that we can do to support them in this very moment? And we just do our best to be present with them and to normalize their grief, instead of just trying to shove it off like it's a broom and just sweep it under a rug. No, we need to normalize their grief and help them in the ways that we can be helpful.
And that's great advice. You know, I was looking at here with the online services that you offer. Now, is that acceptable through all insurance, or could you let us know about the fees and how that goes about if we want to go online?
Okay. I'm licensed in the state of Georgia. Right now, Healthy Life Choices have about 15 insurances, the major insurances that we take. We also have a lot of EAP providers. So EAP is like an employee assistance program that's provided through employment. But for other states, I like to call it a wellness check. So I'm licensed in the state of Georgia, but we can do what you call wellness coaching, where we won't try to do therapy, but we will assist you in identifying a therapist in your local community who can be helpful. And that's the services that we'll be happy to offer. You can also go to sites like Therapy for Black Girls. There is GoodTherapy.com and Psychology Today. There are many sites that will help you to find a therapist in your local community. But whatever you do, understand that we are in this together. You are not alone. If there's anything we can do to support you, we'll be happy to assist you with identifying resources that's right near you. And you can also find that friend that's near you as well. But whatever we do, let's be mindful about what that friend might be going through. If you know your friend is already living with depression, we don't want to load all of our issues on that particular person. We want to check in and make sure that it's okay. Because after we've had our venting situation, we get off the phone and we just fine now, but that person had taken your problems to bed with them, and now it helped them to go deeper into depression. So as we consider COVID-19, let's just remember everyone reacts differently in stressful situations. And how we respond, it depends on the resources that we have. And so we try to look at what else is true. Older people with chronic diseases respond different. Children and teens are responding different. Adults that's displaced from employment have a different position from the people that's working from home. And so we just do our best to check in with those that's around us and make sure that we're being mindful while we're all in this together, that we're considering our loved ones and our neighbors as well.
Okay. Now, I see also here you have the iChill app. Can you explain about the iChill app?
Yes, the iChill app is one of the tools. I'm certified through the Trauma Resource Institute out of California, and the founder, she created an iChill app that anyone is free to use. You download it to your smartphone, and you can very well be sure to use that and just take advantage of those resources.
Okay. And also, could you let the listeners know how they would get in contact with you once again?
They can visit us at www.healthylifechoicesga.com.
Okay.
My name is
and
Treva
also,
Jones.
Mm-hmm. And Treva, now also I have a question as far as people with low income. So someone
yes.
that has low income, how would they be able to receive the help that they need if they're not, if they don't have insurance or able to afford the session?
I'm very happy that you asked. Most of us who are in this work, we understand the need of the community right now, and a huge number of us offer what we call a sliding fee scale. And what we do with that is we do the best we can in terms of what the accessibility is. But also, most people who have low incomes, these services are covered under their state Medicaid program. So, for instance, in Georgia, we have agencies like Peach State WellCare, Amerigroup, CareSource. Medicaid Part B also pays for these services. So a lot of the services, if you're low income and you have a particular Medicaid or Medicare program, it's those services are covered. And for those that's working or they're 26 and they're off their parents' insurances, a lot of us offer sliding fee options as well. But we try to do our best to make sure that we find something that will help you to move through this difficult time.
Okay. We have callers that's on the line right now. Callers, do you have a question for Treva Jones? Callers, do you have any questions for Treva Jones? This is the time to ask.
I have one thing I'd like to say. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? You know, we do have people that die in car accidents, very unexpected deaths all the time. And so children, you know, have to adjust to that reality. And it's stark and it's harsh and it's difficult. So how would you relate a different type of mindset to that compared to the, you know, when discussing this with a child, compared to the death of a loved one over COVID-19?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question. So I provide play therapy for children. And what I like to see happen with children is that we ask them what's their understanding about what is happening. So let's use your car accident, for example. So we ask them in a way that's not so serious, like to sit them across from us and treat them as grown-ups sometimes is what we think we should be doing, but it's healthy to put them in an atmosphere where they're comfortable. And so I may, for instance, pull out something for them to color or pull out some stretchies for them to use with their hands. And I've learned that you get more information from them when they feel super safe. And children learn the world through play. And so while that car accident is very serious, and as you mentioned, any death, I find out what is their understanding about this death. Sometimes children, in terms of their developmental years, they don't necessarily see death as final. Sometimes they think they're going to come back. And so we try to understand their level of insight in terms of that transition. And so we use various techniques to try to find out what their thoughts are, and then we give them time to actually process from a child's mind what this means. So we don't necessarily just say, hey, do you understand that this is final and they're never coming back? You know, because they'll hear what you're saying, but it may not be digesting in that way at 4 years old. And so I met with a little girl who lost her father to a drug overdose, and she kind of knew that he wasn't coming back. But what was actually triggering her was the fact that her mother, who goes to church, take her to other people's funerals. And so that's the part that added the anxiety. And so what we want to do is try to be mindful about car crashes and other sudden losses and reach the child through constantly checking in with them, making sure that they have a play therapist or making sure that they have a safe space to communicate. And then we check every so many months, daily. And then we say, okay, so now at 11, their cognition is more developed than it was at 4. And so we check in. Are you having any dreams? Are you missing so-and-so? We try to keep those memories alive, you know, so we try to normalize it from a four-year-old's perspective, not our adult perspective. Did I answer your question?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, we have another caller from caller 504. Caller from 504 area code, do you have a question? And thank you. Caller from 504. Okay, well, we have another caller that's on callers, let's see, 470. Caller from area code 470. Do you have a question? They're just listening then. Okay. All right, Treva. Can you tell the listeners once again, I know you're located in, is it Decatur, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. So you're out of, is that correct? Mm-hmm.
My name is Treva Jones. I'm a licensed clinical social worker therapist with Healthy Life Choices, Georgia. We're located at 4151 Memorial Drive, Suite 103 in Decatur, Georgia. That's in metropolitan Atlanta. You can visit us on our website at www.healthylifechoicesga.com. And if there's anywhere at all we can support you, whether it's through wellness coaching or making sure that you have someone to be a part of your therapeutic journey with you, we'll be happy to do so in any way that we can.
We appreciate it. And I believe we're about to wrap it up in just a moment. Just one more thing. I have another question. One thing I do really appreciate it. What is your, what are the rates there in Georgia, the fatality rates?
Oh, the fatality rates for COVID-19?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I will have to get those numbers because they give them out twice, once in the morning and once in the evening. So I don't have the numbers right in front of me.
Okay. So I know it's fairly high there in Georgia as well. Okay.
It's
high,
appreciate
it. It's high everywhere. It's a very scary thing, and I do appreciate it. What I did really enjoy, and I appreciate it, when you mentioned on the show everything you've stated, but when you specifically mentioned sometimes we say everything's going to be all right. And by you telling us that and informing us that, now I will know I myself not to say that everything's going to be all right, but how we can deal through this. And so I just want to say that I really appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you again. Listeners, you can go online and receive the
okay,
services.
I was able to get the Georgia numbers. The newest update that we had 27 minutes ago in Georgia was 2,446.
Oh, my goodness.
This is according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And I always like to get the most recent numbers. That's my...
Yes.
You know, I did research. I'm a graduate of Clark Atlanta University, and they're big on research. And so if I don't have those numbers in front of me, it's not good for me to give them. But 27 minutes ago, they said a number climbed to 2,446.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. We have to definitely, listeners, we have to definitely stay inside if you can.
Oh, I'm
if
glad
can,
that we had
inside.
Ended this call, Demonica.
Yes.
This is something that I've been trying to get across and convey. Let's say you are super strong. You have the best immune system ever. It's not about your immune system. It is about your exposure and we are carriers of this virus. And we are carrying bullets that people cannot see. And so while we may be able to fight it, the person, the granddaughter, the grandson, the grandfather, the 12-year-old, their immune system may not have the strength of your superhuman system. Your respiratory system might be superhuman, but the person that we're going to bring it home to may not. And so it's not about the fear piece. It's more about preparation. It's about facts. It's about being safe, being our brother's keeper, making sure that we are not causing any harm. That's the most important piece, because the babies that's dying, the elderly people, they're not at any airports. They're not traveling. They're home. But different love care providers, different people are going to visit them, bring flowers, say, hi, how you doing, mama? You know, that is how it's that's how it's being moved around so fast. It's going so fast, and we can't see the ammunition because we love these people. And so that's what we want to be mindful of.
Yes. So be aware, listeners. Stay inside if possible. Don't take things for granted. And I have to give a shout out to Mama on the line. Mama, do you have any questions you want to ask Ms. Freeman? We call her Mama.
Hi, Mama.
Mama's quiet.
No, I don't
right
have
now.
Any questions. I haven't any questions.
Okay.
That was just interesting conversation.
Oh, yes. We thank you for listening in. Callers, this is, as I mentioned, it's very important. This is about COVID-19, on how to deal with anxieties and stress in this trialing time. We have Treva Jones on the line, clinical social worker and therapist out of Decatur, Georgia, with Healthy Life Choices, located at 4151 Memorial Drive, Suite 103A, is that correct, in Decatur, Georgia?
Yes.
And if you're interested, listeners, to receive the online therapy, she has a flexible schedule. Treva, announce one more time on how they can reach you again with the online therapy.
They can reach us by going to www.healthylifechoicesga.com, and there is a link there where you can reach out for a free 15-minute consult. We'd be so happy that if it lasts a few more minutes than 15 minutes, we will do everything we can to move you from a uncomfortable place into a healthy space to the best of our ability.
Thank you so much. Once again, that's Treva Jones here with the Healthy Life Choices out of Georgia at area code 404-835-2565. We'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to WAMRDB, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. And just one more statement here. Any more questions anyone would like to ask?
No question.
Okay. Well, I believe we're about to wrap it up. I'd like to thank the listeners for tuning on in to WAMRDB. Treva, thank you so much for your time and your information. That was very informative. And we will resume here with WAMRDB, and would love to have you come back on anytime. We can make this a series. I mean, with everything that's going on, I'm sure this is not going to be over no time soon in the next, as our president has mentioned, which we won't go there by Easter. I believe it's going to be further than Easter, so we definitely can continue this.
Okay. Well, feel free to invite me back. I'd be happy to come back.
We'd love to have you back. Thank you so much. Thank you. You're now listening to WAMRDB, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. Thank you so much.
Yes.
DJ Don.
It's your top five. You know what it is.
My song, that's right. wait a minute, that's my song. Two step to the right, one slide to the left. I think I got it. Let me show them how to get it in. Much older now, knees stiff, hard to bend. Flow crowd, little mama try to back it in. Drink in the hand, think it's a shot of hand. Hot to the bug, guess I'm off a throne again. Stick it with a two step and nothing else is
going to get. Can you hear that playing? That's my song.
WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. Let's go.
I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with you, baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. Take a chance with your baby. I never planned you and I. It's like you landed right in front of my eyes. Baby, you got a mystery about you. And baby, I'm gonna find out what's inside. I'm just going with your flow. I take a chance with your baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with your baby. I put my cards down, I'm letting you drive. Break my heart, baby, and I will give you all of my love, all of me. That I'm night. Just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with you, baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. Take a chance with your baby. I'm just going, 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 going with the flow. Going. I'm just going, 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 going with the flow. With you, baby. I'm just going, 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 going with the flow.
Just you and me.
I'm just going, 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 going with the flow.
With your flow.
I'm just going with the flow.
It's your top five. You know what it is. WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. Let's go.
That I've been through in my life, I'm telling you. Had my son at 19, too sick, had to drop out of school. Now I'm trying to figure out what is it I gotta do. Baby need a better life, so I became daddy wife. Daddy love the money, so daddy, he don't treat mommy right. Had to move with grandma, cause daddy cases and money tight. Granny got a down, I'm the one that he don't like. Brother in the feds like he dead, but I gotta write. Money on the books, money for his kids, I'm the type. Never seen a child support check, but we living right. Whether the grass green, the weather, the paddle white. I was doing things for him that would take away my right. Shorty can't eat books, so look, now I'm a crook. Cool with your daddy, only thing he ever took. My heart and chances. Got himself together, then threw me advances. Locked up too long, looking for romances. Made me too strong, to put what the plan is. Dang.
The stress, my struggle, sorrow, the pain. From the haters, lovers, and the so-called friends.
I know I should walk away.
The stress, my struggle, sorrow, the pain.
I know I should walk away.
From the haters, lovers, and the so-called friends.
so-called friends.
I know I should walk away.
I should have walked away. My heart wouldn't allow it. A sucker for real love. On a hush, spinning drugs. The whole relationship was tainted. But the silly mind games, the fussing and the fight. Staying awake all night. But I couldn't walk away. The sex took control. Plus you had some hustle. Cook grind with the rubber. Your hard head you learned. It makes us soft. Should've listened to my mama. Don't deal with the drama. Made it past the hump. It's all with the past. Now I spit for a career. So lend me a ear. I should've walked away, but I didn't know the struggle. The different types of haters trying to block me from my paper. It led to prison time in an AIS number. Do the crime, do the time. Don't snitch, I do mine. Been sound in the back many times to be exact. But God gave me stomach to walk away from it.
The money, the drugs, the streets, the game.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the pen, the sin.
I know I should walk away.
The money, drugs, streets, the game.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the pen, the sin.
I know I should walk away.
DJ Don.
AMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. Let's go.
Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else. Out on the World Wide Web at www.atlanta.com.